If you look in the TLH Lutheran hymnal on page 25, about a quarter of the way down the page, you'll see these words as part of the communion liturgy. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. If you update the English a bit, it might sound something like this. It is truly proper, right, and beneficial that we should give you thanks all the time and everywhere, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. This morning, our chapel time will center around this very thought, that it is proper to give thanks to God at all times, in all places, and for everything. The verse of scripture that forms the basis of this devotion is Psalm 118, verse 1. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. This is the word of God. On the 28th of this month, it'll be 6 months since our country last celebrated the holiday of Thanksgiving. While it's wonderful that we have a holiday specifically dedicated to being thankful, it's also a shame that for the other 364 days of the year, we so often forget to be thankful, or we choose not to be. Try to think of the most recent time that you've complained or grumbled about something. It's often so much easier for us to focus on the bad things and on the things we don't like, rather than being thankful for the good things that we do have. When we do have good things and blessings in our lives, we more often follow the example of the 9 other lepers that Jesus healed, rather than the one who actually returned to thank the Savior. And even when we do return to God to thank him, our thanks is lacking and incomplete. We take so many things for granted, like the sun rising and setting every morning and evening, the family and friends that surround us, and the religious freedom that we enjoy in this country, and that's just to name a few. When we stop to consider just how many blessings God has put into our lives, it's not an understatement to say that we could spend the rest of our lives thanking God. Let each of us always be mindful and aware of the opportunities in our lives to thank God in our prayers. You can say a prayer before and after every meal, thanking God for the food. You can say a prayer while you're at work, thanking God for your job. You can even say a prayer as you're walking outside, thanking God for the beauty of his creation. There really is no time and no place where it isn't appropriate to say a prayer of thanks to God. But what about the bad things? Can we be thankful when someone near and dear to us dies? Can we be thankful when we lose our job or have some kind of financial crisis in our lives? Can we be thankful when a pandemic like COVID-19 is sweeping across the globe, negatively affecting the lives of billions of people? The answer for the Christian to all of these is yes. We can be thankful when God sends challenges, trials, and even heartbreak into our lives. We can see all of these things as ways that God uses to bring his children closer to himself by reminding them to trust entirely in him, to more fully bring all of our worries and anxieties to him, knowing that he cares for us. No matter what happens in our life, good or bad, we can thank God for his good and gracious will in our lives, that he is always working things for the spiritual good of his believers. We can truly give thanks to God for absolutely everything in our lives. But the one thing that we can be the most thankful for is the redemption that our God has given to us by sending his Son Jesus to suffer and die for all of our sins. We can say with the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 9:15, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift, because that gift of a Savior is greater than anything our sinful hearts can find words to describe. With no goodness or initiative on our part, God chose to love us first. He chose to love us, even though we forget to thank him for that love. Even though we often choose to complain and grumble about his will for our lives. Even though we sin against him in countless ways every day, showing again and again that we are in no way worthy or deserving of God's love. But that's why it's called grace. Because we don't deserve his love. That love that reconciled all people of all time to God through the blood of Christ, whose benefits we enjoy by the faith that the Holy Spirit has created in our hearts. The sacrifice made for us by Jesus on the cross is really the basis for any time we give thanks. In the words of Romans 8:32, when we consider that he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God is that Father of lights, who is the source of every good and perfect gift in our lives. So no matter where we go or what we do in this life, let us give thanks to God every day, as often as we can, for everything. Let us thank him for the big things and the small things, for the good times and for the challenges that he gives us, for the things and for the people that he puts into our lives. And most of all, let us always give thanks to God for the mercy that he has shown to us in sending his Son to take away our sins, that same mercy which endures forever. Amen. As this is the last chapel I'll probably ever give, I would also like to briefly thank everyone that has helped me to this point in my life. To my family, my professors, my friends, to all of my Christian brothers and sisters, and to everyone I know in general, thank you for what you've done for me. Whether I barely know you, whether I've known you all my life, or I've never met you, I thank God for each and every one of you, for being a blessing that has made my life as beautiful and wonderful as it is. And most of all, thank you, Lord, for filling my life with so many blessings that I do not deserve. Thank you for saving me, a sinner. Amen.
The hymn selected for this chapel talk is hymn 334 from the Lutheran hymnal.
Let me be thine forever, thou faithful God and Lord. Let me forsake thee never, nor wander from thy word. Lord, do not let me waver, but give me steadfastness, and for such grace forever, my life divine, hast dearly bought me with blood and bitter pain. Let me, since thou hast sought me, eternal life obtain. And thou, O Holy Spirit, my comforter and guide, grant that in Jesus' merit I always may confide, Him to the end confessing, whom I have known by faith. Give me thy constant blessing, and grant our praise.